Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent the hit. But the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all
homie,
change.
I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it causes concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stun. Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
We patterned our lives today after a caveman and after a cavewoman that just crawled out of the caves and hills of Europe and walk around today with an attaché case. Smelling like Pierre Cardin and smelling like Uchi and Coochie and Gucci and all that other stuff. This is a caveman. He spent 2,000 years, she spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of Europe. I'm still talking about the goddamn white man. Spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of where? E-U-R-A. O-P-E. This man, Elijah Muhammad, right, and this man, Louis Farrakhan, they teach us that EU means caves and hillsides. Euro, Eureka, you've heard the term. EU means caves and hillsides. Rope is self-explanatory. They were roped or bound or confined within the caves and hills of Europe for 2,000 years. And for 2,000 years, this blue-eyed devil crawled around on his all fours. He ate his meat raw. They ate each other even. They ate dogs. They ate anything. They'd take tree limbs and bust an animal in the head or drop a rock or a boulder on the animal and bust the animal in the head, blood everywhere, all in the mangy, diseased fur of the animal, drag the animal back to the cave, and the little baby devils and the medium-sized devils and the mama devil and the daddy devil and the uncle devil and the auntie devil and the cousin devil and the grandma devil and the grandpa devil, all of them within start biting on the nasty hair and fur of this dead, bloody animal lying right there in the cave. They didn't know anything about fire. Yeah, when they first discovered fire, they damn near ran off the cliff. Gee whiz, gee manini, what is that? couldn't make it, and they couldn't even talk in those days. How many of you saw the movie Quest for Fire? Hold your black hands up. If you saw Quest for Fire. In Quest for Fire, you saw... But they tell you, you were a savage. They want you to believe that you were a savage. They walked around all in ooga booga. They're the ones that put the lie on us. But they were the ones who go, sign language and all kind of stuff. You could always talk. There's never been a time when you couldn't talk, black man. And we know it ain't never been a time when you couldn't talk, black woman.
Sister got something to say. Because she's the first teacher. The children, the babies, they learn the language from her. They don't call it the father tongue. They call it the what? Call it the mother tongue instead of the other tongue. They call it the mother tongue because it is mother who fills them with the spirit of life. It is mother who inspires them, giving them inspiration and information that moves them along the course of life. And so they call it the mother tongue because the goddess is the one who breathes that life into them. Y'all still with me? We still talk about the goddamn white man.
All right. Welcome, welcome. I know I started the show off a little different. Welcome to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. That was my brother Khalid Muhammad, Warrior King, Warrior God. Welcome to the show, everyone. Tonight I'm going to be talking about the brutality that we continue to suffer at racist hands and what is wrong with us and why do we keep trying to fit into their America. We get to take care of the business. The call-in number is 516-387-1261. If you happen to be listening online and would like to call in and get in on the conversation, anyone is welcome. All I ask is that you be respectful of everyone on the call, be respectful of yourself, and when you're not speaking or you are through speaking, just yield the microphone and place your phone back on mute. I like to leave the microphones open once I do get callers, just because you never know when you may want to interject a point once I do open the mics, and that is more than welcome. We need to be talking. We need to be talking a whole lot more than we walking, and we need to stop doing all this walking. If you are interested in becoming a member of the organization, you can leave your name, number, and what city and state you are from at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Again, that's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Also, if you have a business you would like advertised, we're going to eventually get it all together where we can play the advertisements during our breaks as well. You can leave that information, name of the business, and, you know, all the contact information at the same email address, thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. We are going to get back around to doing the conference call interviews. We were trying to do it another way, but it just wasn't working. We couldn't get things in order with that. So we're going to go back to our old format. Probably after the first of the year, we will be contacting those who have left their information. Again, that email address is thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. All right. It's another Monday to another week in Matrix. I wanted to start off by talking about the situation that happened with the young man in Ohio. And then I just, it was just brought to my attention by one of my brothers that there was another killing. I'll have to Google this young man to get more information actually about him. But I wanted to talk about the Casey. I wanted to start off talking about the Casey Goodson incident, murder, lynching, like all the others. And I want to also make a point, and I want to make a solid point and make sure that we all get this and that we all understand this, that the FBI put out reports, and within those reports, it was stated how these white nationalist groups, KKK, and, you know, all these types of organizations were infiltrating these police departments, sheriff departments, and so on and so on. So with that being said, we see what's happening in real time. And if you do not believe that these are race soldiers on a mission for stripes within their organizations, you living in a different America than I. I'm concerned about us. I'm truly concerned about us because we're still witnessing the lynchings of our young black men, and our young black men are the specific target. But don't get it twisted and think that they will not take out one of our sisters either, because fair game is fair game. And I'm concerned about us because we don't show enough rage. We don't show enough togetherness when these situations happen. And I've said this more than once. We need each other, y'all. I want y'all to understand that first and foremost. But until we learn to speak the language of the racist, we will continue to suffer. And see, what we got to stop doing, because what we do collectively is sweep shit under the rug, hope and pray shit's going to change. And I'm here to tell you, ain't shit gonna change until you make it change. I say this all the time. We have got to stop changing to the condition, changing the condition. And see, we all have a part to play in that. We all have a role to play in that. And what's even more so aggravating is how we consistently will allow the easiest distractions to take us off task. We are so wrapped up in the verses, and verses this, verses whoever, and just the pettiness that I see us collectively participate in. All these nonsensical challenges that we participate in, I want to put a challenge out. Let's have a unity challenge. Let's have a challenge to unite, a challenge to love one another, a challenge to respect one another, a challenge to give one another the benefit of the doubt instead of always giving the wrong people the benefit of the doubt. Let's do a challenge where we fund our thoughts and our ideas, where we create generational wealth. I'm concerned about us because, see, in the midst of all this that's happening right now, I've said this time and time again that now is a perfect time to create our own new normal and make normal. And when I say make it normal, I'm going to break that down to you. Because when I say make it normal, I mean make it normal. Make it a man for a woman, make it where a man is going to be a man. A woman is going to be a woman. They're going to raise a family together. Normal. Normal. Being who we were put here to be. Because, see, little do we know or realize we are the leaders, even though we are suppressed in our leadership. We are oppressed and suppressed in our leadership. We are still the leaders. We are still the trendsetters. We are still the ones who make whatever's going to be hot, hot. We do that effortlessly because that's just who we are. And I say this all the time, too. It doesn't require to do what needs to be done to better our condition is effortless. It can be done from wherever you're at, and that's why I'm so adamant about building networks, networks of like-minded brothers and sisters, where when we are out and about traveling, we have safety. We know that there's somebody nearby that we can call if something happens. And in Donald Trump's America, and right now it's still Donald Trump's America because there's no telling what kind of tricks he's going to try to pull out of his hat now. But we continue to see, and it doesn't matter really whose America it is. I'm going to say that as well, because within whoever's America, Democrat or Republican, we are still going to be at the bottom of the list. We're still going to continuously get the short end of the stick. And honestly, it's time for a change. Honestly, it is time for us to our lives back and take this situation that we're dealing with a little more serious than we take it. And I know because I suffer from this too, and we all suffer from this. We're damaged and we're becoming desensitized to Black Death. And it's not our fault, but we can change that condition. See, because the brutality that we suffer at the hands of these races is because we allow it. And I'm going to keep saying that because we allow it to happen. And I'm tired of seeing sisters like the young man's mother in Ohio, Tamela Payne. I'm tired of seeing the mothers like Allison John and the countless other mothers, the mother of Tamir Rice, the mother of Trayvon Moore, all the Sandra Bland, all the mothers who have suffered. And I'm the list is so long, I'm not going to just try to, but we all, you get the picture. And see, this is, these are things that are happening to us now. And see, Trayvon Martin should have been a wake-up call for us to see how the tide was going to turn. And now we have seen civilians getting in on the act, more and more racist civilians getting in on the act more and more. And in the meanwhile, we pray and we sing and we march. And that ain't it. It's time to... And that's why I always say, a lot of people say, well, I'm tired of talking, I'm tired of talking. Hell, I'm tired of talking too. I'm tired of talking too. But if we don't, if you don't have a plan, what you gonna do? And believe me, everybody has a plan except us. We don't even have the finances to build a plan. We won't even bring our economic power together for our betterment. And yet we still keep seeing these Casey Goodsons happen. And the other young man, I Googled this. I wanted to know what happened, where it was at. And it happened right here in my home state, this dry-ass state of Texas, wouldn't you know, in Houston, Texas. And this happened on last Wednesday from what I'm reading. And he was shot dead, 22 years old. Some of the things that I do know about the young man, Casey Goodson, and his mother, I was just listening to his mother speak about him. And just good things. You know, I'm a truck driver. She said he had his CDL, and I'll tell anybody, I mean, a job is a job. But I've been driving now for 20 years, and I love it. And it's an easy avenue to a business. So I will say that the young man had, he was on the right direction. He was on, on the path. His mother said he really didn't, you know, rip and run and hang out in the streets like most of us do. And I did it when I was young. You know, and that's what's so angering about these situations, because we never know what that young man was. We'll never know what he was going to blossom into. All that his mother has left of him are the memories, and all we know of him is what we hear now, unfortunately. And now he'll be a hashtag and another young man, young God, gone too soon. Gone way too soon. Full of potential. And like I say, never getting the chance to blossom and flourish into the man that he was going to be. And that's the sad part about all of this. Just like in the case of Botham John, you know, you got this racist cop who, I'll just give you, this is strictly my opinion, But my wife knew that young man. She went to church with him, and he sung in the choir, and they said from time to time he would play his gospel music kind of loud, and they said she had complained to the manager, but the manager really didn't do anything. And what I'm seeing is she got home that night, he may have been up singing or playing his music or whatever the case may be while watching the game, but she wasn't having it that night, and she wanted him to chill out. It's just no way you walk into a home that you don't know is not yours. And I've walked into my house several nights in the dark, and you know when you're in your home, you know when you're not in your home. But in this racist-ass America, at the hands of these racist-ass cops, we continuously see Casey Goodsons, Botham Johns, and like I named the list a while ago, and then, like I said, I got this off of one of the brothers' pages off of Facebook about this young brother. His name was Joshua Feast. And from what I'm reading, I'm actually talking and reading at the same time right here, but from what I'm reading about this young man, he was also an entrepreneur, 22. Well, hold on just a second. Let me see here. I was on the wrong one. Let me backtrack. Okay. Nonetheless, another young black man, 22 years old, they say he was targeted as a person of interest connected to a previous shooting in the area. And then that's just like the case with the young man in Ohio, Casey Goodson. They tried to spin the story that they were looking for some fugitives because it was a fugitive task force that killed the young man in Ohio. This young man, Joshua Feast, 22 years old, like I say, this happened on last Wednesday, just on last Wednesday, December the 9th. It was from Lamarck, Texas, which is down around the Houston area. And another thing about the Casey Goodson scenario, you know, I mean, it's 2020. They try to spin a story that he rode past them waving a gun. Now, you know, you don't have to be no brain scientist, no brain surgeon to know not to do that in 2020 Trump's America. And I do not see this young man riding by the police brandishing a gun for them to see it. And what happened to him happened. Because that, I mean, that is their goal. You got to understand the mind. And that's why I played that Khalid Muhammad clip. Kind of started the show off different because you got to understand the mind of the goddamn white man. And if you don't understand the mind of the devil, like I say, I don't know what America you've been living in, but you ain't been living in the same one as I. Because, oh yeah, that white man is damned. And like my disclaimer, I don't put all my crabs in the same barrel. And if you're not racist, don't be offended. But if you racist, I'm just telling you to put your shoes on and walk on, walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, one thing that we do know from Trump's presidency is that he doesn't give a damn about us. And the attack on blacks has intensified under his watch, nonetheless. But then, like I say, that's going to happen under any one of the wings on the damn bird, Democrat or Republican. We've given Joe Biden too much credit. I don't know if anybody caught the interview a couple of weeks ago he did with Lester Holt, but he flat out said that he wasn't going to shine a bright light on the police brutality situation. He said he's not going to draw attention to it. He said he's going to handle it pretty much like the last administration that he worked for. So, brothers and sisters who broke your neck to run out there and vote and get your little old red, white, and blue ass sticker, you done put another damn racist in the White House. But tried to tell y'all that, but y'all all want to say that, oh, get out there and vote. People died for your right to vote. Now, I'm going to tell you like I tell all of them. If you didn't vote, you don't have a voice. Well, I'm going to tell you like I tell all of them. Ain't nobody fixing to silence my voice as long as I'm paying taxes and living in this raggedy, ratchet-ass hole they call America, first and foremost. And our ancestors fought and died to get out of the hands of these racist devils. They fought for freedom. They didn't fight for no vote because the vote ain't done a damn thing for us. And stop trying to specify that they died for a vote because it was more than just a vote. It was about freedom. Freedom across the board, not just a damn vote that serves us no purpose. And it will never serve us a purpose until we can bring our asses together collectively and work and move as a unit. Like I say, flow like the river. You don't see a river part of it. You don't see it flowing south and then flowing north. Cause a whirlpool. And that's what we doing right now with each other. Some of us want to go this way. Some of us want to go that way. But we all know what the fuck we need. But instead of us sitting down, hatching out our differences and working to achieve the goal, we continue to flow polar opposite and create the whirlpool that's sucking. And the whirlpool that we create ain't sucking nobody in but us. Straight up. We doing the conquer and divide that they used to do. Don't nobody have to Willie Lynch us now because we Willie Lynch each other. Don't nobody have to conquer and divide us now because we conquer and divide each other. With all the knowledge and ability to get to it and research, how can we still be so blind to the fact? And when sometimes the facts are placed right in front of us. I just don't get that. I mean, what's wrong with us? And why, what's wrong with us? Do you not understand how much we need each other? Do you not see the shit that's happening on the news? Are you not paying attention? And now, not only do we have to deal with this racist bullshit and the flipping of power, and then wondering what the hell are these Mzungu gonna do when Trump gotta go, because his ass gotta go. You know, the vote came in today, so I can see some foolery coming. I can see some last ditch effort foolery coming down the pipe. And what are we going to do? Are we going to hold and force Joe Biden to do the right thing? Because see, if you're not willing to apply pressure, If you're not willing to apply the pressure, ain't shit going to change. See, and that's what I was saying earlier. And nothing changes till you're ready for the shit to change. And apparently enough of us ain't ready. And I'm over ready. I mean, because it's way past due that they get a dose of their own medicine. See, and when I say that, take it how you want to take it. It's time that we speak their language. If they don't understand peace and harmony, because that ain't in their damn DNA. Their DNA is to conquer and destroy. Greed. If they can't have it all, they don't want none of it. And then even when they have it all, they looking for more. Greed. That's them greedy motherfuckers, the goddamn white man. Yeah. What's wrong with us? We don't see that. What's wrong with us that we don't react properly to that? What's wrong with us that we won't come together collectively to make that shit stop, so we don't have to keep reading about Joshua Feist and Casey Goodson's and the numerous others? What's wrong with us? I mean, do we like what we see so much that we just don't want to mess with it? We like it how it is. I can't roll with that. And I really can't roll with people who can roll with that, because that's senseless to me. That's the damn definition of insanity. And then, like my brother always says, you know, give your brother the benefit of the doubt. Stop giving that damn white man the benefit of the doubt all the time. And we do that without second thought. We do that without even thinking about it. But if it's one of your own, you got questions on top of questions. And then you're still probably not even going to deal with him. But you'll deal with that damn devil. And you know the damn devil is going to use you up until he get what he need. And then when he get what he need, you just another brother. Welcome back. Welcome back. That's the goddamn white man. If you don't know, you need to. Why do we keep trying to fit into their America? I mean, we, like I said earlier, little do we know we the leaders over here. We just been told otherwise. We set the trends. We set the tone. Hell, look at your commercials now. I'll be tripping. I tell my wife, I say, look, they don't love us, but they love our music, because they using our music more and more. I'm hearing a whole lot of the earlier rap being played. One of the commercials about laundry. Hey, dirty, baby, I got your laundry. Kind of shit is that? But, you know, I bet they ain't got nothing good to say about old Dirty Bastard, and probably half of them don't even know who sung the fucking song. But they can profit off of that. And that's why I say it is essential that we put our money behind one another and stop letting them devils build generational wealth off of your thoughts, off of your words, off of your ideas, off of your rhythm. That's your rhythm, your vibe. You supposed to control that. Ain't nobody supposed to control that, especially a goddamn racist devil. What's wrong with us? What is wrong with us? And why do we keep trying to fit in when we the ones? Shit, I ain't never talked to a black man that wanted to be white. I ain't never talked to none of my partners that wanted to be white, but I have spoken with some white folks in my past that, yeah, wouldn't mind having a little rhythm, a little vibe, a little melanin, tanning. We the trendsetters, and we don't even realize who the fuck we are. For real, we don't know and understand who we are. We don't understand our power. We don't even know what's in us. We don't know what we can do as a working collective unit. I kind of want to experience that shit before I leave here. I don't know about the rest of you. I mean, it ain't no time to be no coward. It ain't no time to be no coward. It's time to buckle down and protect your own and your home, your family. It's time for us to start working together as family, as a unit, because we ain't seen nothing yet. See, we done saw white folks fight for power and control before. And the same shit's going to happen again. Mark my words. Like I said earlier, greed. When you can have it all, but you still want the rest of it. So they'll fight again for power and control. That's their DNA. So what's wrong with us? We don't remember history. How they fought over us once, and that's what it is. It's fighting over control of the people. That's what the fight is going to be about. And if we ain't ready to stand our ground, which we not right now, we going to be in control of somebody, under control of somebody, if we don't pull ourselves together collectively. And racism ain't going nowhere till we get rid of that bullshit. Fuck racism. And on some other shit, this country as a whole, you know, Donald Trump calling Africa and all them countries over there shitholes, but white folks flocking to Africa. We the ones acting like we scared to go back or go visit. But we'll never know, because see, we always listen and give that white man the benefit of the doubt and listen to his propaganda tell us that ain't where you want to go, when they show us nothing but huts and dirt and the most unseen conditions. So, yeah, who wants to go there? But then you never know until you go, until you know. You know, that's all I can say. Until you know, you won't know. And that's been a lot of what we do. We fall for the okie-doke. We fall for the propaganda. We fall for the first thing to tell us something, anything, without even researching it or reading it or knowing it for ourselves. And that is why we still under their damn thumb right now, because we trying to fit in they shit when we the shit. And as soon as we start doing our shit separate from they shit, watch and see where they try to bring they shit to. Because we built this country. I don't care what nobody say. I was listening to the news earlier, and they was interviewing one of them Trump idiots. And this Peckerwood had the audacity to say that, like his father, this is my country, and I built this country. I get so sick of hearing that bullshit come out of a pair of white lips and make me want to just drop dead damn near. Because y'all didn't build shit. You forced others into building your shit. Because y'all gave us every trait that you were: lazy, slothful, greedy, good for nothing, violent, rapists, murderers. You convinced the world that was us, though. And then, what's so cold, you got some of us convinced that it's us. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight on the big picture on a Monday night that it ain't us. And we hold the key. I just can't say it no player. We are. And what we do, others follow. We are leaders, unknowing leaders. Like I said earlier, suppressed and oppressed leaders. But that's what we are, because everybody looks to who? What the black people doing? Yeah. Just check it out. They study us. We don't and won't study them. Because we too busy trying to fit in with the same motherfuckers that's gunning us down. We too busy trying to rub elbows with the Joneses. Fuck the Joneses. I like hanging with the Johnsons and the Smiths and the Jacksons myself. I ain't got to kick it with no Joneses. That's just me. So all I'm saying is, what's wrong with us? When we going to get this thing right? When we going to learn how to work together as a unit? Stop creating that whirlpool that ain't sucking nobody in but us and flow in the same direction. Because ain't nothing wrong with that. Every other race does it. And if you check it out, no other race gives a damn about these fucking elections because it don't fuck with their money. And see, if we start putting our money together, we wouldn't have to worry about 90% of the bullshit that we worry about if we start being self-sufficient, putting our money to work for us and not against us. Because that's what we do as a people. We put our money to work against us. Yeah, that's what we do. We fund the oppression. We give our power right back to the motherfuckers who want us powerless. How crazy is that shit? Pretty damn crazy. Then we still have all these damn situations popping up. Like I say, rest in peace, young man, Brother Joshua Feast. Rest in peace, young man, K.C. Goodson, and the rest. Because there's another one down the pike. I say this one happened Wednesday. I believe the K.C. Goodson lynching happened Friday. One here in Texas, the other north in Ohio. Ohio is becoming a hot spot as well. Everywhere is a hot spot. And that's why I say we got to start building networks, working together nationally, not just where you at. We got to build national networks. We got to take care of each other. If we don't take care of each other, ain't going to be nobody to take care of that look like us. And that's the plan. That is the ultimate plan, to have no darkies walking the face of this earth, to have no whatever they call us, jigaboos walking the face of this earth. Yeah, that's the ultimate plan of the goddamn white man. And we ain't woke up to that yet, even though we see it being perpetrated against us daily. Daily, we see it. We see it and we ignore it. We see it and we refuse to stand up against it. Like the men and the warriors. The brothers that I know is ready for pretty much whatever, and it's down for the people. But it ain't enough of us. That's what I'm not understanding, how we are so quick to act like the racist and point a gun at somebody that look just like you. You look in the mirror, you point a gun at your damn self. But you'll point a gun at your damn self before you'll point a gun at the fucking enemy. The one who means you true harm. The one who means you non-existence. See, and I can guarantee you what the white man intends for you. The brother don't have the power to do that to you. No brother has the power to do that to you, to oppress you or take from you what this system can take from you. And then we empower and enable this system to do what it does to us. So that's pretty much my opening dialogue for tonight. I'm going to take a quick break. I appreciate anyone who may be listening online. Feel free to call in. The call in number is 516 516-387-1261. Again, 516-387-1261. Just really kind of ranting tonight about our suffering and why we won't get out of this whirlpool. Why do we keep trying to fit in? This is the Panther Party Radio Network, and this is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. I'll be right back after this quick break.
Mr. Moderator, our distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, our friends and our enemies. When you live in a poor neighborhood, you're living in an area where you have to have poor schools. When you have poor schools, you have poor teachers. When you have poor teachers, you get a poor education. And when you get a poor education, you are destined to be a poor man and a poor woman the rest of your life. Poor education, you can only work on a poor paying job. And that poor paying job enables you to live again in a poor neighborhood. So it's a very vicious cycle. And usually these bad housing conditions result from the fact, as Mr. Gray has pointed out, of absentee landlords, people who are rich and live downtown and let you and I live up here in the shack. Actually, it's a form of 20th century slavery. And what you and I have to let the man know is we are peaceful people. We are loving people. We love everybody who loves us. But we don't love anybody who doesn't love us. We're nonviolent with people who are nonviolent with us. But we are not nonviolent with anyone who is violent with us. And now that I have the independence of action, it's my intention to work with everybody or against everybody, whatever the case may be, to try and get some kind of immediate solution to the problems that are confronting our people. I still believe the best thing for us to do is go back home to Africa. But while we're getting ready to go back, we've got to eat now, we've got to sleep now, we have to have some clothes now, our children have to go to school, and we need some place to work. So whatever kind of action program can be devised to get us the things that are ours by right, then I'm for that kind of action no matter what the action is. I don't think when a man is being criminally treated that some criminal has the right to tell that man what tactics to use to get the criminal off his back. When a criminal starts misusing me, I am going to use whatever is necessary to get that criminal off my back. And the injustice that has been inflicted upon Negroes in this country by Uncle Sam is criminal. Don't blame a cracker in Georgia for your injustices. The government is responsible for the injustices. The government can bring these injustices to heart.
If you say this, you're fed up. If you teach the Negro, people don't even know their own name. Why? Because he took it away from them. Please, please. 20 million black people don't even know their own language. Why? Because he took it away from them. 20 million black people who don't even know the history of their ancestors. Why? Because he took it away from them. And if you try and tell them how thoroughly and completely they've been robbed, he says you're teaching hate. That's something to think about. Today, you are coming out of college. You're coming out of the leading universities. You're trying to go in a good direction, but you don't know which direction to go in. And if somebody tries to take you right to the root of your problem, they say that that man's a hate teacher. If I ask why should the senators in Washington, and then again, if we tell you that Negroes are being hung on the tree or being shot down illegally, unjustly. And those Negroes should do something to protect themselves. You say you're advocating violence. The white man is tricking you. He's trapping you. He doesn't call it violence when he lands troops in South Vietnam. And please. He doesn't call it violence when he lands troops in Berlin. When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, he didn't say get nonviolent. He said, praise the Lord, but pass the ammunition. But when someone attacks you, when someone comes at you with a club, when someone comes at you with a rope, when someone comes at you with a gun, despite the fact that you've done nothing, he tells you, suffer peacefully. Pray for those who use you despitefully. Be long-suffering. And how long can you suffer after suffering for 400 years?
To bring about the complete independence of people of African descent here in the Western Hemisphere and first here in the United States, and bring about the freedom of these people by any means necessary. I wanted you to know that my house was bombed. It was bombed by the Black Muslim movement upon the orders of Elijah Muhammad. Now, they had come around to, they had planned to do it from the front and the back so that I couldn't get out. They covered the front completely, the front door. Then they had come to the back, but instead of getting in directly in the back of the house and throwing it this way, they stood at a 45-degree angle and tossed it at the window, so it glanced and went onto the ground. And the fire hit the window, and it woke up my second oldest baby. But the fire burned on the outside of the house. But had that one gone through that window, it would have fallen on a 6-year-old girl, a 4-year-old girl, and a 2-year-old girl. And I'm going to tell you, if it had done it, I'd taken my rifle and gone after anybody in sight. I would not wait. And I say that because of this. The police know the criminal operation of the Black Muslim movement, because they have thoroughly infiltrated it.
Let me say, as I've always said, and I will always continue to say, that riots are socially destructive and self-defeating. I'm still convinced that nonviolence is the most potent weapon available to oppress people in their struggle for freedom and justice. I feel that violence will only create more social problems than they will solve. That in a real sense, it is impractical for the Negro to even think of mounting a violent revolution in the United States. So I will continue to condemn riots and continue to say to my brothers and sisters that this is not the way. Continue to affirm that there is another way. But at the same time, it is as necessary for me to be as vigorous in condemning the conditions which cause persons to feel that they must engage in riotous activities as it is for me to condemn riots. I think America must see that riots do not develop out of thin air. Certain conditions continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. In the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard. What is it that America has failed to hear? It has failed to hear that the plight of the Negro poor has worsened over the last few years. It has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met. And it has failed to hear that large segments a white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice, equality, and humanity. And so in a real sense, our nation's summers of riots are caused by our nation's winters of delay. And as long as America postpones justice, we stand in the position of having these recurrences of violence and riots over and over again. Social justice and progress are the absolute guarantors of riot prevention.
All right, peace. Welcome back to The Big Picture with Melvin Sherry Jr. Just listening to those two ancestors speak and the contrast in language, but you have to admire both of those men for taking any type of stand, and especially in that particular day and time when it was okay to openly beat a black man or a black woman when you had to get on the other side of the sidewalk, you know, when the Jim Crow era was still alive and well. Black water fountains, black restrooms, and the separatism that was created during that particular time period that still exists to this very day. The words that those men speak, Brother Martin and Brother Malcolm, are still very relevant to this day and age, and especially in Donald Trump's America. I was reading during that particular break about the young man who was shot in Houston, Joshua Feast. Same story, pretty much same scenario. He was actually standing outside his home, his uncle's home, who he stayed with, talked to the news reporters down there, and this actually happened in Galveston County. Lamarck Police Department. They didn't give the officer's name, as usual. Like I say, same story, same scenario, different victim, you know. So that is really tiring. And so what happens is the young man standing out there talking to his baby's mother, and the police did a U-turn, and he took off running, trying to get back in the house, and he was shot in the back. Same scenario, different victim. The officer didn't render aid, as usual. One witness, I was reading in the article, one witness said that after he shot him, he was hollering, "Get your hands up," as usual. Actually went over and kicked the body after he shot him. This is Joshua Feast. Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, Feast, F-E-A. ST. And this is in Lamarck, Texas, LA, MARQUE. another young man just lynched, and they did say they do have body camera footage that will be released, so I'm kind of be trying to keep my attention on that so that I can check back in a week or two and see if they have released that footage. You know, it usually takes a while before they release the footage because they always have to get their story together first. And then every time they get their bullshit story together, it never matches what we see on the body cams. It never matches it. So this is just another situation in Lamarck, Texas, where we lost another young man and he'll be vilified even though he was the victim. Do have a caller on the line here. I'm going to open up the mics. He may have a comment, my brother. But, I mean, we've definitely got to start being more alert, and not only that, being more proactive about this situation, because like I was saying in my opening commentary, I mean, it's only going to get worse as long as we let it get worse. And that's what we're doing. And we, like I say, we look for each other, for somebody to help us, when all we have to do is look towards one another. Because like I say, we actually possess everything that we need to dig ourselves out of this hole and to change the condition that we're in. But our reluctance to work together is what's keeping us from overcoming the condition. And like I say, we'll continue to see young brothers like this gunned down, lynched. And I mean, hell, not only that, I mean, speaking of lynched, I mean, they're actually literally lynching us again out here. And I'll tell you something I seen Sunday. I was coming from a restaurant, and, well, matter of fact, it wasn't this past Sunday. It was Sunday before last. And I was coming from a restaurant. I was making a block, and I saw a bunch of Trump people just posted up in a patch. And here in the Dallas area, over in the Mesquite area, on last week, there were Trump people posted up on overpasses waving Trump flags and Trump signs and American flags. And see, that is the element that we've got to be aware of, because those people are willing to do a whole lot of things that a lot of us are not willing and ready to do. And if you're not ready to speak their language, they'll cut your tongue out. And that's why I say we've got to ready ourselves mentally and physically for the days that's coming, because and this is just my thought, nothing factual, but I just don't see any good days ahead right away. And like I say, I'm still eager to see how this inauguration and everything is going to play out, because, yeah, even though Lock 'em Up Joe got the votes today, that shit still got to go through Congress. And that is where I think we're going to see a lot of the Trump loyalist, just like I was saying earlier, do a lot of foolery. I feel like when that time comes, that's when a lot of foolery is going to happen. And I saw a video earlier today in Washington. Actually, my wife was telling me about it. But it was a lot of Trump people and anti-Trump people, but they were actually in a fisticuff. And that's what I say about these Trumpers. They are gung-ho, ready to do whatever. So that's why I say you got to know who you're dealing with and stop trying to make friends with everybody, because everybody don't want to be your damn friend. Stop trying to fit in. Get in where you don't fit in other words. Because, honestly, those are the ones that don't want us here. Those are the ones that would rather see us back to Africa or back in chains, either or. So, like I say, we got to get more real and more serious about the situation, because we losing bright young men out here. We're losing our future. Like I say, these two young men, 22, and I believe that Casey Goodson was 23, if I'm not mistaken. But young men in their prime. I can remember 22 and 23 when I didn't really have a care in the world and thought I was going to live forever. And you know, it just, you know, I mean, it don't matter if we're doing right, if we're doing wrong. Whatever it is we're doing, they can always twist the narrative. You know, so I don't know. Like I say, it's just time for us to be more vigilant and more concerned and more empathetic and compassionate with one another. Like my brother Kevin always says, and I always repeat it, we got to give each other that benefit of the doubt and stop giving it to the ones that ain't giving us nothing but hell. And we do that well, you know. So, like I say, we got a lot of work to do, and I'm not in the belief that it can't be done. I'm just in the belief of we got to get started, because if we don't get started, then we can't get nothing done. I mean, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. We all know that. So, I say, with that being said, you know, and I can only speak for myself, you know, because I'm really to the point where I'm prepared for whatever may come, because I feel like there's nothing good is over the horizon. And I feel like it's time for us. Like I say, I want us all to make it. Unfortunately, we all are not going to make it. But being unprepared will ensure your destruction if you're not prepared. And we've got to, like I say, prepare physically, mentally, and collectively. I mean, like I say, yeah, we all know 10 people who think like we think, but 10 people ain't going to get the job done. You know, you can't do what needs to be done if you just half-ass doing it. And a lot of times, we will go into situations half-assed, straight up. You know, we have the rage, we have the energy, we have the go do it, go get it, but we don't have the organization. We don't have the planning. We don't have the financial. I want to go back to that, like I say, because everything starts there. And if you can't put your money together and allow your money to work and build for you, you are an enemy to yourself. And like I say, I guess we enemies to ourselves because we give our money right back to those who oppress us. You know, we don't empower ourselves. We constantly give them the power to do what it is that they want to do instead of doing what it is that we need to do. So, like I say, we hold the key to a lot, unlocking a lot of the doors that are shut. We just, right now, are not crafting the right key. So I'm going to take a quick break. This is The Big Picture on Panther Party Radio Network. If you are listening online and would like to call in, got about 40 minutes left in the show. Call in numbers 516-387-1261. You can call in and listen or press the 1 to join in. Be right back after this quick break.
Living is a life of limos and lights, airplanes and trains, short days and long nights, keyboards and mics, bass chords and drum kicks. In my mental deck, they hit my head like brick as I embark on a mission. Welcome into the dark. When I first spark the arts, when the listening start, open your head wide and let the thought inside. My style fortified by all of Philadelphia. My delf more stealth than on the wicked wealth side. Mentality undetectable, why the naked eye dig. I get paid when the record is played. To put it short, I want it made like Ed, enough said. Then after that, I'm putting on my cousin Hamed. We let the ladies blend with the dark skin devil bread and discover my level is that of no other. And roots crew reign official and true while I'm continuing to.
All right, welcome back. To the Panther Party Radio Network, this is The Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. I've had a little something come up, and I hate to cut the show short, but I'm going to have to take care of some business. I hope that everyone listening took something constructive out of what I said. I'm not here to belittle or bash anyone. I'm really here wanting us to all get on the same page. I'm really wanting us to all wake up and see the big picture. I want us to all be able to experience some sort of resemblance of freedom or some sort of knowledge of what it feels like, what it truly looks like. Another thing that I really would like for us to grasp hold of is the power that we possess. And I've said this time and time again, we possess everything that we need, everything that we ask in these candidates to do, this system to do. We possess the power to do that ourselves. We possess the power to reparate and separate ourselves. We don't have to keep suffering at the hands of these racists and this racist system. What's wrong with us? Why don't we want to live and love together? Why do we keep trying to fit in they bubble when we can blow up our own bubble and get in it and do more with it than what they thought? We've seen it happen with our ancestors, and they thrived and were so productive that the envy and jealousy of the races, destroyed what some of our ancestors were able to build by pulling themselves up by the proverbial bootstraps, taking nothing, and I mean taking literally nothing, and turning it into something. You know, taking opportunity and making the most of it. Taking their money, their dollars, and allowing their dollars to work for them and not consistently working for the dollar. And that's what we've got to stop doing. That's what we've got to get out of the habit of doing and learn how to let our money work for us instead of always bending over backwards just to get our hands on a dollar bill, when we can reparate and separate ourselves. Like I say, I'm all for gentrification. Nobody can coexist with the racist element in this country because of the greed and the want for power and control. Even though having it all, they still want it all. So I'm going to close with that. I appreciate everyone that listened online tonight. Do have a show tomorrow. Mark Higgins, the Empowerment Zone. Wednesday is the Uprising with Cleveland Moore. And possibly Thursday, the Panther Power Chat Open Rant, Kevin Crosby. This is the Big Picture with Melvin Siri Jr. Like I say, appreciate everyone for listening. I wouldn't do this if it wasn't for y'all. I do this for no other reason than, like I say, to wake us up and get us on the same page, get us moving, flowing in the same direction. It's what it's really all about, so that we can really experience what our ancestors were fighting for. And that's freedom. That's freedom. That's all that we want. So with that being said, everyone, have a great night. Have a great week. Be prosperous. And remember that we need each other. And like I always say in closing, let's plan, organize, and unify. We all have a key. I love y'all. I'm out. Peace, power, and love.
Genesis chapter 11, verse 10, explains the genealogy of Shem. Shem was a black man in Africa. If you repeat this fact, they can't laugh at you.
Yeah.
Genesis
14,
verse 13.
What are you doing?
History, deal with
and culture. Ignorance swoops down like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Can't you see what KRS is coming at? With Eli Whitney, Holly Selassie, Granville Woods made the walkie-talkie. Louis Vladimir improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic light. Harriet Tubman sees the blaze at night. Madam C.J. Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be hard, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system. One that caters to a black return, because you must learn.
What up, cameraman?
The DSI Hawk! We're not through with the ragga stuff. We're not through with the ragamuffin stuff yet, man. Line is the original name of Africa, now stripped of its fame. It's good to know that in ancient times, Egyptians developed all sciences of the mind, to the point where they ruled the planet. But Rome, Greece, and Persia wasn't having it. They attacked and won the war, but it wasn't enough. They had to get to the core, because in that time it was Akibu Line that moved religion, politics, and man. In order to destroy the Egyptian race, they had to wipe the sciences from off the face of the planet. So they proceeded to banish and replace it with Christianity. Way. The way teach today, learn what we teach, hear what we say. But here comes the case of all the S, the O, the N, the E, the B, D, P, and we rhyme intelligently. Let me continue with Theodosius, a Greek ruler not known to most of us. He, in the 4th century A.D., closed the Egyptian schools, you see. 2 years later, Justinian ruled. 6 A.D., was it the schools? As a result, ignorance had swirled over Christian Europe and Greco-Roman world. This went on for 1,000 years of ignorance, stupidity, and hardness. Europe began to come out of its darkness. So Johann F. Blumenbach, a German, came out of nowhere and started confirming white supremacy and men of color. Before this time, all men were brothers. It was Johann who went on to say, there are 5 different colors in the world today. That's Caucasian, Malayan, and Mongolian, American Indian, and Ethiopian. Yet, the ignorance gets scarier. He believed whites were superior. According to his idiotic fountain, the purest whites were from the Caucasus Mountains. J.A. Governor and H.S. Chamberlain both supported this outrageous racism. This went on to what the master race should be and why they killed the Jews in Germany. Here is the reason why I'm so concerned, because you must learn. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Check this out.